Hey there, welcome to Radio Mojo, the podcast. I'm Jo McGarry. I'm so happy that you're here. This is, for long-term listeners, the same as Radio Mojo, but in podcast form, just to make it easier and more accessible for you all. Hopefully, still with the same amount of fun and informative interviews with chefs and winemakers, startups, creators, and everybody who plays a part in making the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii part of our lives. We're looking forward to another season, and we're so happy that you're joining us. Enjoy the interviews. And if you want to know more about Radio Mojo and the work that we do with restaurants, then please go to our website, mojomcgarry.com. Especially if you think that you might want to start up your own. We'd love to see you there and we'd love to be of help. Enjoy the interviews. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Radio Mojo, the podcast. It's so nice to have you with us. We're going to have a very fun food conversation this morning about new restaurants, great places to eat in Honolulu, and the holidays are upon us. So we're going to be talking a little holiday food, which is always my favorite. Thomas Obungan is my guest this morning. How are you, Thomas?
Good morning. It's so nice to be here with you.
It's nice to see you in person because we've done many, many radio podcast interviews, but not very many in person.
I think it's our first in person.
It may well be. Well, this is so lovely. Thank you for coming to visit with us. Let's talk a little first about what are you doing? What's new? What are some of the places that we might want to go and try?
So I am the associate editor at Honolulu Magazine, also at Frolic Hawaii. So my job is really to figure out what's going on with the food scene in Honolulu. And I'm almost out every day. So like even this week, I have so many things booked up. But this year has been really interesting. I don't know if I've found a lot of restaurants that I liked that are new, but I've come to revisit some that have opened in the past. And I'm like, with coming with new eyes, and I'm like, oh my God, this is really great. So one of those now is How Tree.
Of course.
We were just talking about this last week, but I actually have dinner there scheduled for tomorrow, coming up this Thursday.
They've done a wonderful job over there, haven't they?
They have. Yeah, I think it's really settled in to this space. New chef, John Tope, and he's really revamped the menus across the board. And the last time I was there was for dinner, and every single dish we had was just like, it blew me away. Starting with, we had these little tobiko ahi bites in the beginning, served on little tartlets. They kind of come out with on a like a wooden branch, almost like from a hau tree itself. Really pretty, pairs really well with champagne. And then all of the roasted vegetables really come into the spotlight here, especially for fall. We like a lot of the Brussels sprouts, the roasted squash, and then the mains like grilled lamb, pan-seared opa belly. All of it really, really flavorful and not too like over-seasoned either.
And I think one of the things I love about what How Tree's done is that they finally, I mean, it's taken a while, right, through different owners and renovations and remodeling over a long period of time, but they really appreciate, I think, where they are.
Yes.
Like when you talk about a sense of place, it's very overused a lot with people, but I think there they really appreciate, look, we're in one of the greatest little spots in Waikiki. It is an absolute haven. I mean, as soon as you walk in there and you hear the ocean and you're aware of the breeze coming through the trees, there's something really special about it. And it's nice to know that they've got a chef who appreciates that.
I think so too. He really captures the sense of that like Mediterranean coastal view, and you get, you know, you get some of the salt air, beautiful sunsets, of course, and it just really fits in with the space.
Finally, it really does. It's really good. Okay, that's a good one. And for people who don't know, we're talking about the How Tree Lanai. It is at the outrigger end of Waikiki.
Yes, at the Kaimana Beach Hotel. Yeah.
There you go. Easy to go and see. And if you haven't ever been, some people may not have. I mean, it did go through a period of, you know, being closed and then very quiet. If you haven't, go and revisit or visit this new version of it because it is very beautiful.
Yes, even if it's just for cocktails, Jen Ackrell's cocktails on point all the time.
Yeah, she's awesome, isn't she? She, everybody, you know, I have had her picture sent to me so many times. Can you guess why?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. You might be related.
Yes. People, even just the other day, someone sent me her picture again, and I went, nope, it's not
That's
me.
That's so funny.
It's like, I wish.
You might have to do a cameo one day. Oh, yeah. Look who's behind the bar.
I'll go in 10 bar. I'm wondering, I have to go chat with her, because I wonder if she gets told that as much as I get told it.
That would be funny.
Be funny.
Yeah.
If you missed that, what we're talking about is there's some kind of resemblance with Jen Ackrell and me, although, of course, she's much prettier. So let's go. I'll tell you where I went on Saturday
that
I was so impressed with.
Okay.
And I just love this woman, Jill Owens, who is the owner of Holo Holo Bar and Grill. She just opened Holo Holo Express on the site of the old Meg's Drive-In.
Yes, that's right.
First of all, I just love her. She just has a vision of how she wants to do stuff, and she wants to do it old style, and she is of Hawaii and from Hawaii, and you have there's no confusion about her menu.
Yeah.
And I love what she's doing in there.
It's fantastic. I just went too, and today is Wednesday. Is
the opening day.
It's our grand opening today, so I went to go try a couple of the bentos, so really solid on the local flavor, garlic chicken, chili moco. Good portion sizes too.
Yep.
But a nice variety of on the spread. So there's also salads and wraps. Like I think she's really famous for the tegu noodle salad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. That's her signature.
Yeah. So that was there. People love the Green Goddess dressing that she has for her wraps and salads.
And the
too.
Drinks.
Yes.
She has all of these incredible house-made drinks, from ginger mint teas to green teas to guava juices, I mean, all kinds of things.
And cold brew coffee is important too.
Oh yes, her coffee is amazing.
Yeah.
And I love what she's done with Meg's Drive-In. I mean, you walk in and you just, someone said to me on Saturday at the small opening, they said, it doesn't look like it should be here.
Yeah. Right? You're like, this is on Waiakamilo?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
But nice for all the people who, you know, miss that kind of easy grab and go pickup. Yeah. But it's air conditioned too. It's all contained.
And it's very pretty. And we should let listeners know that it is, you go in, she does different food every single day. Mm-hmm. You grab it, you pick it up. It's all ready. It's all packaged. You walk to the counter, you get your drink, and you're in and out. I mean, it's perfect for that area.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't have that many parking stalls, so it's best if it's grab and go.
Yeah, she's going to do well. I'm so happy that I went there. In fact, I'm really very happy to say that I have two restaurants that I helped open on Waikamilo Road. One of them is Jill in Holo Holo, and the other one is the Hawaiian Pie Company.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah?
Perfect segue, because we just ran a poll on Frolic Hawaii, a reader poll for the best places to pick up a pie this holiday season. And I'm going to get through it all, but they're number one.
Of course they're number one. They are the best.
Yes.
They really are. Yeah. I've had the pleasure of working with them and helping them find that location years ago. And they have always had a vision for what they wanted to do. What I love about Jan and her family is they always wanted to keep that family connection going.
Yes.
And so you really are eating second and now third generation pie makers pies when you go into that shop. And I love that.
Topic. Yes, it's fantastic. I remember when they first opened too, and we helped them kind of pop up around downtown. We helped them do a little, get the word out there, and they always sold out.
Always.
I mean,
well, there are no pies like theirs.
I mean,
each pie weighs about 12 pounds, for goodness sake.
And it does, you can slice it any way you want, but it's a really good pie, savory or sweet.
Yeah, and it is the season of pies. Let's talk a little bit about the season. I'm always very interested in how people spend Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about what's tradition in your house.
Oh, okay. So usually it's a quiet Thanksgiving. So my parents worked in retail. So Black Friday was really big for them. Mm-hmm. So they're busy. Me too. I worked in retail for a number of years, and it was always just like we would, in recent years or maybe in the last 10 years, we would always like pick up a bento, Thanksgiving bento from MW. Everyone would have one, and that's kind of what we would have, and we'd go to bed early. But actually this year, so my parents moved to the mainland. I see them maybe once or twice a year.
Aww.
I'm going to visit them for Christmas.
Nice.
But I'll actually be in Canada this Thanksgiving.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So that, now that will be, I would imagine, a similar Thanksgiving. Canadian Thanksgiving, similar but different.
Yes.
It's a different time of year.
Theirs
too.
Is in October,
yeah,
I want to say.
Different, yeah. They're more sensible than us. I mean, really, who needs to eat two of the same meals within like 28 days, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's always some type of family thing. So at least this time I'm meeting a really close friend of mine from Seattle. And yeah, we're going to have a good time.
I'm sure it will be a great time. And then Christmas just around the corner. It's always a really fun time to visit restaurants as well, I think, because there's so many people who just get together just once or twice a year. And mm-hmm. This is the time that there's office parties and get-togethers. And do you have a favorite place or a favorite few places that you guys will be making sure to visit during the holidays?
Oh, let's see.
Bars come to mind, right? Because we associate the holidays with having champagne.
Yes, yes. I really love Island Vintage Wine Bar. Mm-hmm. It's so casual, but it just has like a really nice sense that you can go there, you can find a bottle of wine, Mark can help you select a nice bottle of wine, and they really make a nice spread. Charcuterie, cheeses. I believe that they're coming up with some holiday specials as well to make it a little bit more extra, but yes. Fantastic selection of bubbly and sparkling wines there.
My go-to this holiday season is going to be Podmore downtown.
Oh, so luxe.
Yes, very. But very worth it. Because mm-hmm. My feeling is if you're only meeting certain friends, you know, once during the holidays, or maybe life is going by so fast mm-hmm. Right now, once in 3 or 4 months, why not meet them for an incredibly special drink?
Definitely.
In a beautiful location. So Podmore is downtown Honolulu. Mm-hmm. It's in the Podmore building.
Yeah.
It's absolutely just beyond luxurious. And I'm really stunned by the cocktails, the food. I mean, the way some of the cocktails come, you're just like, how could Chef Anthony Rush even think of that?
Yeah.
How does he have a normal life when his brain is thinking up bombs that you drop into whiskey glasses that explode?
Yeah, I can't imagine looking at his notebook and being like, oh my god, it's just an
probably
explosion.
Quite beautiful, I would think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Major ideas and things.
Yeah.
So yeah, Podmore, and I happen to know that Podmore are doing some lovely Christmas specials. So if you're looking for somewhere to go for lunch, or you know, just meet up with colleagues, or do something a little bit different where mm-hmm. You feel super festive. You know, don't be afraid and think, oh, Podmore's too expensive. Some of their lunch specials are really beautiful and $15, $20.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually have to check out their lunch. It's been a little bit.
You should.
Okay. Last time I had was their brunch, and we were there for Christmas brunch.
Oh, all right. That's really
Christmas
awesome.
Brunch.
Yeah. It can go on and on and on. Okay, so where are you going to hang out this weekend? Where do you have dinner planned?
I have dinner plans. Okay, so coming up on Friday, we're going to be checking out the Lures Lounge.
Uh-huh.
So they have a new kind of like special, I want to say it's like a jazzy take on things. I mean, they've always been kind of like a jazz bar with cocktails, but they have some new local entertainment that they have that's mm-hmm. pretty consistent. So actually really excited about that. It's been a while since I've been back to Lures Lounge. Even the Earl Bar by the pool does a fantastic job with cocktails. So that's why I'm kind of excited about this.
And you know, before we wrap this up, we should mention that we're having a conversation at Chef Zone right now.
Yes.
We're sitting at my little perch over here, and we're right outside the Inspired Chef, mm-hmm. which opened a month or so ago.
Just about a month,
fully,
yeah.
To the public, although it's been kind of ramping up all year. There are some amazing things mm-hmm. in the Inspired Chef for the holidays. And for people who don't cook,
yeah.
Like you and I were having this chat the other day, if you don't cook, you should come to the Inspired Chef.
So many things that are just like right out of the bag, put it into one pot. There's 2-3 steps and you've got a fantastic meal.
Now, I bet if I told you that 6 months ago, you would not have believed me, because you would think Inspired Chef, gourmet food, is, you know, perhaps a place for people of
kind of out of
high,
reach. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's absolutely the opposite.
Yeah.
So I like to call this food fast food of the highest quality, because you literally can have dinner on the table in 4 to 6 minutes
yeah.
if you've got a boiling pan of water ready.
Yeah.
And it's so worth a visit.
Yes, it is. They've got a lot of great gift boxes right now mm-hmm. too. I want to say they have 7 total
mm-hmm.
and they range from all different types of things. So from a paella type of box to truffle lovers box, gourmet, Michelin star, Massimo Bottura, olive oil, vinegar. you can find something for somebody here.
And speaking of boxes, I think we need to wrap this up because people are now coming into Chef Zone and getting their own boxes.
Yes.
And making a lot of noise about it too because they're shopping. Thomas, it's always lovely to chat with you. Come back and see us soon.
Of course. Thank you, Joe.
You're so welcome. Thomas Obungan is the Associate Editor of Frolic Hawaii, and he has the wonderful job of being outside eating almost every single day. We are going to bring you more of the best of eating, drinking, and living in Hawaii in just a sec, so stay with us. You're listening to Radio Mojo, the podcast. Hey, thank you for listening to Radio Mojo, the podcast. I really hope that you enjoyed today's interviews. If you want to know more about Mojo and the work that we do with restaurants and other businesses, then please go to our website, mojomcgarry.com. You can contact us from there. We so look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Radio Mojo, the podcast.